Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day and a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 46, talking about what God does in our lives, good and bad. Let's look at what happened, the story of Marv Zutra visiting Rav Ashi. Marv Zutra once visited Rav Ashi when the latter had suffered an unfortunate event that one of Rav Ashi's close relatives passed away and he was in mourning, lo aleinu. And in the Berachas HaMazon, he began recited the following blessing, who is good and who does good, God of truth, a true judge who judges in righteousness and takes away in righteousness, and who rules in his universe to do as he pleases in it. For all his ways are just, for all is his, and we are his nation and his servants, and for everything it is incumbent upon us to thank him and to bless him. He who closes up the breaches within Israel should close up this breach in Israel, granting life. Interesting to note, the first thing we're supposed to say when we hear about a death of anybody is Baruch Dayan Emes. Why is that the first thing that we should say? Because in truth, all life and all aspects of life and everything given to us or taken away from us, it's all from Hashem. We're supposed to say Gam Zulatova, this is for the best. So when Hashem decides that a person's life is over, hopefully we are all zochet to have 120 years, we say Baruch Dayan Emes. Blessed is he who is the true judge. He judged to decide that this was the person's time when they were meant to be gone, no matter what age, lo aleinu, a tiny child, lo aleinu, a 40-year-old person, lo aleinu, 9-year-old person, we should all live ad meiv esrim shana, 120 years. It's interesting to note, though, it's very easy to bless, to feel like your life is blessed, and to say a bracha, and to thank Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, thank you so much, hodu Hashem, when something good happens. But when something bad happens, we automatically get angry, we automatically get upset, myself included, especially myself, and we automatically accuse God. How could you do this to me? How could you let this happen? I can't believe it. Hashem, how can you let me have such a thing? How could you do this? But really, everything comes from Hashem, the good and the bad, and we should be better about thanking and blessing God for giving us everything in our life, even if it's not something that's good, even if it's something that doesn't look good, and the outset doesn't seem good, and seems to be very bad for us. Really, Hashem knows what he's doing. Everything is for the best. Rabbi Akiva's teacher, Nachum Ish Gamzu, had a lot of stuff going on, not great stuff, and he always found a way to say Gamzu L'tov. And Rabbi Akiva learned that when he was in the forest, and he lost his donkey, he lost his light, he lost his candles, he lost everything. The next morning he realized it was all for the best, because robbers would have killed him had they seen his food, had they seen his lamp, had they heard the chicken, had they heard his horse. Everything was taken away from him in order to save and spare his life. And Rabbi Akiva saw that, figured out, so us too in our lives, we should thank Hashem and understand that everything Hashem does for us is for the best. Even if it's a bad thing, we should only know from good things, but everything Hashem does is really in our best interest, and we should be more cognizant of that, more appreciative of that, even if it seems like something not so great. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 47 here on the Audio DDD with Rib T.